Hello, hello. Good morning. It is almost 8 in the morning. And
we keep doing this.
I know.
How is this the only time that works for both of us now?
I know, genuinely.
I don't understand it.
Oh, man. Okay, quite the week of hockey.
We've been so fucking busy.
I'm not going to lie. When I was writing down notes for this episode, I genuinely forgot that we haven't talked about the game opener, like the home opener for Golden Knights that we went to yet.
No, right? Because it happened right after.
I forgot. I was like, we already talked about this.
Yeah. It was the day after we recorded the last one.
Yeah.
And it feels like 8 years ago.
That feels like so long ago. I for sure was like, no, we already did an episode. Like, we already talked about it.
Yeah, it was a week ago.
It was a week ago. There was so much that happened over this week. 31 games have already been played. There's already been over 200 goals scored.
Yeah.
I think by now that's, I don't know. Oh, over. Hella over 200 goals.
Hella goals.
Scored. So let's jump right in. That home opener was so fun.
It was so much fun, but it kind of stressed me out.
Okay, we went a very long time with both teams not scoring.
Nothing. It felt a little bit unusual for like the start.
Yeah. For a home opener?
Fucking come out in Vegas and then not score until one.
Yeah.
I was like, this feels off.
I mean, shout out
me.
Shout out to Paul Cotter for getting our one and only goal that night. But like,
oh my God, by the way, side note, I'm in a Facebook group with his mom. I just,
that's cute.
I don't know how, but I am.
Love that. Yeah. But that home opener was fun for other reasons as well. We met the hockey guys. That was so fun. They were so adorable and sweet and nice.
It stressed me out a little bit though. I'm not going to lie.
I'm going to be honest. I was quite buzzed when we met them.
The fact that we were looking over, I think we were looking towards like the stage or something to see what was going on.
Yeah.
We look over and we see one of them and we both turn to each other. We're like, wait.
And we're like, there they are.
Like, hold on. Carson, without even fucking blinking, just beelines. And I was like,
and then oh, I got fuck, nervous.
Here we go.
Like, and then I did like, it. And I was like, I literally like tapped on one of their shoulders. I was like, hi, we're big fans.
I couldn't even hear her. I was just kind of awkwardly standing there.
It was very sweet. For anyone that doesn't know, they're the hockey guys are on TikTok. If you haven't seen them, you need to look them up because they're hilarious.
Love
basically
that.
Just a bunch of guys that play hockey and they've got like podcasts. They've gone viral on TikTok a couple times. So yeah. Super cute.
If you want to listen, their podcast is called No Bad Days.
Yeah.
I don't remember where all you can listen to it, but I know it's on Spotify.
I know for sure it's on Spotify.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were super sweet. They asked us to be in their video that they were making. I don't think that clip will make it into any
we're
of it.
Are you kidding me? No. Yeah.
We were buzzed and no
I
one
wasn't. Could you were.
Oh yeah, you weren't. I was. I don't know if they were. Like, they might have been.
You said? Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But
they might have been. They all were super nice. What was funny about that is I'm like introducing myself to like four, there were five of them there, right? I'm introducing myself to four of them and Avery's talking to one and the guy, he turns around, he goes, this is Avery. Like, it was so sweet.
But also I couldn't hear anybody. It was so fucking loud. And then all of a sudden they're all looking at me and I was like, what did I just miss?
What happened? So yeah, it was fun. I was introducing myself to all of them. And then come to find out, we were sitting two sections over from them. So yeah. There was one section in between us. So it was fun. They were very nice. Shout out to them. Yeah.
And then I think I actually so fun fact, when I get nervous, I talk a fuck ton. I talk all the time, nonstop. And I think that happened. We literally, I like ran into them again on our way back to the seats.
Yeah.
You were already back
after a second. Yeah, I was already back at the seat. Apparently,
the second intermission or something.
Apparently, during that time is when, if you go back and look on TV, that is when I was sitting at the seat yawning, and our friend texted me and was like, "Hey, are you tired?" And I was like, "Yeah, a little bit." And literally, I was falling asleep because I, by that point, was more than buzzed. So.
Okay. Yeah.
Avery was up in the on the concourse talking to the hockey guys, and I'm down in our seats sleeping in the middle of a goddamn hockey game. Like, I was messy.
Weird. I don't know. It was a weird time. I feel like I really bugged the shit out of them. Literally, okay. I sat back down with Carson. I was like, do they hate us? Maybe. No.
Maybe. I mean, hey, if they do, whatever. Maybe. We're probably never see them again, and that's fine.
Well,
but they were nice.
They said they would love to come on here. So we're going to try and make that happen at some point.
Hopefully.
They're very busy. Now we are very fucking busy. So
yeah, no kidding. Yeah. They want to do this. I love them. If they ever wanted to come on and we're still doing morning recordings, they literally would be signing on at like 5 a.m.
No, because they're ahead.
And that's, I know. They would be signing on at 5 a.m.
If we still do it at 7:30, they would be at like 9:30.
Oh.
Honey girl, time change.
I was thinking backwards. I'm so tired.
So good. Oh, wow.
Anyways.
No, they were super cool. Really friendly. One of them gave me tips on skating because I had to learn how to skate for work.
Oh, yeah. That's fun.
It's not going well, but yeah, super cool.
It was super fun. Home opener was good. At the rest of it, I'm like, you know, it was fine.
Literally,
we won.
By Blackhawks fans. Do you know how pissed that was?
Oh, I felt so bad because I spilled my drink on the one next to me. I felt so bad. It wasn't a lot, and it was just on his knee, but I felt so bad.
She leaned over. She was like, "Oh my god!" I was like, "Okay, look, it literally already dried. You're fine."
Like, I know. I was being so stupid, but I felt so bad. I tapped him.
You literally got so mad when I wanted to like get up and go to the bathroom. You're like, "Wait, but no, I don't want to ask them to move." I was like, "Will you shut the fuck up and go?"
I didn't get mad. I had already gone, so I was like, "I don't want to go again."
Period. She just wouldn't get up.
Yeah, I was like, "This is all you, babe." That's all you.
Fucker.
It was fun though. Okay, other home opener was Silver Knights, and that was hella fun.
Any pictures or videos or anything containing me. We're not allowed to.
Yeah. I went to the silver carpet, which was fun.
It was so cute.
And not one of
it on my end, but it was really cute.
It was cute. It was very honestly kind of lackluster in energy, I was thinking. I was like, but maybe I just wasn't standing at like a part that was very high energy
I thought so too.
I don't know, like,
because it's because it's happening at like 4. Puck doesn't even drop until 7.
I know, it was very hot out.
Like, we were all really sweaty and
it was hot. Yeah. I will say I had to laugh. There were two players that were in like cowboy hats and boots.
Cowboy hats. Yep.
And I was like, yay.
They were my favorite. They were my favorite.
Adorable. Silver Knights posted like a video and you're in it. They posted like a video like showing their outfit. It was super cute.
It was cute. I got to do that too, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so fun. I have a video of it. They finally sent it to me yesterday.
Yes.
I'll show you later. But
I love that stuff. But yeah, lots of kids.
Like, picked the camera and I was like, honestly, understood the assignment.
I felt so gypped. So there was this guy standing next to me, no offense, this old guy standing next to me. And then on one, because I'm calling him old. And then on my other end, there's this group of kids next to me. So, and we're standing right where, or I was standing right where like they were being handed, the players were being handed like pucks to sign and like shirts to pass out, things to give.
They were passing those shirts?
Yes. Yes. So
I mean, here's where I got one, but I had no idea that was happening.
Okay. Here's where I felt like I got gypped, right? Because I'm standing next to this group of kids that have signs. They've got their Sharpies. They're ready to think, you know, they are getting things signed, right? And then these players are all handing them pucks. They've got like 10 pucks. And then there's this old guy standing next to me. He gets handed a t-shirt. I'm making full-on eye contact with every single player saying, good luck on the season, blah, 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 good luck, blah, blah, blah. Nothing.
That's fucking
not tough. One thing. They're not even a that's thank hilarious. You. I was like, screw you. Like, you either talk to the old guy or the kids, not the pretty girl in the middle. Damn. I was so like, I was like, damn, I'm not even a t-shirt. Like, and my hands were empty. My hands were empty. All I had was my phone. I was like, I literally, and I was just taking videos. Like if we make a TikTok or something, no, hands empty. I could have had a puck. I would have taken a t-shirt, but no, they said, screw you. I said, well, I hope you lose. And guess what? They did. I didn't actually say that.
I was like, but I'm actually a little offended right now.
I felt like it was karma.
That's
I was
my like, fucking maybe. Team too. You watch it.
Like, maybe hand me a t-shirt next time and you won't lose.
Well, they didn't lose the next day.
I know they didn't. And I wasn't there. So.
I know.
What does it say?
Honestly, I was kind of excited.
I know.
That's a good time.
Hey, listen, that first game though, damn, they were hitting hard.
That's what we thought too. It was aggressive.
They were hitting hard and Arizona was skating fast. So the fact that they came out day two and won, I'm not going to say shocked me, but it kind of did a little bit. Cause I was like, oof, we were not really prepared for, I say we, so Silver Knights.
I'm like watching it so carefully.
Silver Knights were not prepared that first day for Arizona to come out that hard.
Yeah, I remember even Bojo said the next day when we the team started scoring a lot. Excuse me. Wow. When the team started scoring a lot, we were up the castle or something. And he looked over and he was like, see, they couldn't have done this yesterday. I was like, yeah.
No.
He was like, I would rather have taken the first one and lost this. Really?
Yeah. I was getting all the notifications. I think I had work the next day. What was I doing the next day?
I have no idea.
That was Sunday. Oh, I was in choir. And I was getting all the notifications.
Yeah, because I had the other thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was getting all these notifications and I was like, oh my God, Silver Knights are kind of like slaying.
Yeah, they're popping off.
They're kind of like serving. Wow. So. Okay.
Why do we have this? Why do we do this? That's the terminology we're going to use.
They're kind of like slaying. Get it? Because they're like knights and they're on horses. That's funny. Anyways. Never mind.
Okay.
Other really fun thing that happened. Your prediction fucking came true last week.
Bitch, I'm never right. Ever. I'm like the first to admit that. I am never fucking right.
And I will say.
I was on it.
You were on a streak, honestly. So
I really was. And
since last week.
Troy Terry.
Since last week, yeah. You predicted that Troy Terry would start the scoring Kraken versus Ducks. Right. And that fucking happened. And I texted you immediately. I was like, bitch, you did not just do that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then you kept predicting
things. Even watching. That's the thing is I wasn't even watching.
Yeah.
We're in a restaurant. We just sat down for my brother's birthday dinner.
Yeah.
And all I see is your text. You're like, bitch, you did not. And I was like, what did I do?
You're like, what?
What is happening of all things? I'm not even with you right now.
Yeah.
You're like, Terry. And I was like, I literally told everyone at the table. No one gave a fuck. I told everyone at the table. They're like, when you put that up? I was like, no. Because I was right.
Well, and then your waiter was a Ducks fan.
Yeah.
So he was like,
I got to be a Ducks fan. And so I finally pulled up the ESPN like broadcast of it. And every now and then he'd come over and check. He's like, so what's the score? How much time is it? Did we score? Oh my God. And it was like,
good.
Okay. And he was the one. I turned my phone off. I turned the broadcast off right before overtime started because I thought there was 2 minutes between. I thought there was a couple minutes between and my phone was at 2%.
Yeah.
And he comes over immediately and is like, why'd you turn it off? I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
He's like, they won.
He's like, they fucking won. Okay.
It was so crazy.
Your text came through also. And I was like, wow.
It was so crazy. Cause during that time, Troy Terry, they go into overtime. Right. And
it's a fucking beast.
At some point, Avery and I were talking like, oh, who do you think's going to like pull it ahead for the Ducks, blah, blah, blah. And she goes, Terry or Zegras. And I was thinking neither of those. Honestly, I was like, no, they already scored. Like, moving on, right? Overtime comes and fucking Terry scores again. I was like, you've got to be freaking kidding me. So
game. I was excited.
You were on a hot streak a little bit with your predictions.
I so as well.
It cooled off, unfortunately. It definitely cooled off Saturday for sure. There was a lot of games on Saturday and like all of
I was
your
busy
predictions were wrong.
I had my own game going on.
Yeah.
So
I just couldn't help but laugh. Literally, I would text Avery. I'd be like, all right, this game, who do you got? And then the opposite would happen.
She was like, I was like, fuck, man, I had one good day.
Hey, you know,
I had a Rangers one too, because I said makeup. Yes. It came through.
Yes. You had some, of course. You had some Rangers predictions. And then that was the next day, after Troy Terry, or 2 days later, or something like that. And close. That was just, I could not stop laughing. I was like, you've got to be freaking kidding me. Avery's never right.
I was like, it's the one time we didn't bet on it.
Literally. And
like, I'm stuck with an Oilers t-shirt over here and a Capitals t-shirt because I lost shit. And now we don't do it.
Forgot. Yes.
I was literally, they're still in the drawer because I'm like, I'm never going to wear them. But I feel like it was like shitty to get rid of them because they cost a lot.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I'll donate it, but no one will take Tom Wilson shirt.
Yeah. So yeah. The last thing games wise and I want to talk about actually is a good segue into like news-ish stuff that I want to talk about. So get this. I was watching the like pregame stuff right before the Avs and Jets game yesterday. And one of the announcers, he said all those stats that I started with. We've had 31 games. It's been over 200 goals. The only hat trick so far has been by Connor McDavid. Mika almost had one. Mika was so damn close.
Honestly, Mika's next. It'll happen again.
I think so too. But so far, the only hat trick this far has been Connor McDavid. Right. And then the announcer goes on to say there have been no shutouts. And I was like, my guy,
you're all wrong.
No, my guy, like you could not be further from the truth. Because not only was the Knights' home opener a shutout, thank you very much. Also, Canadians versus Red Wings. Red Wings went 3-0.
That was probably more shocking too.
A little bit.
The Red Wings. I think we all know.
So we've already had two shutouts, actually. Thank you very much. But yeah, it's been so far a high scoring season, and that's pretty sick. Yeah.
Back to the whole shutout thing though, like it's weird to forget both of them or to not mention either of them because like I'm doing so well about it. I'm like, damn,
we're really
on a roll.
We're getting there.
It's so hard. Golden Knights versus Blackhawks shutout. It's like Golden Knights were playing the Blackhawks. Are we surprised? No. Does it really matter? Not terribly. They're the Blackhawks. They're not really a fucking team anymore.
Yeah.
So it's the whole joke. Like if you could get rid of one team in the entire NHL, who is it? And why is it the Blackhawks? Exactly.
Correct.
Yep. But Red Wings and Habs.
Canadians. Yeah.
Yeah. That is, girl, that's a hell of a matchup for starters. I think.
Yeah.
It's like bottom and bottom from last year. Who's going to win?
Yeah.
And Red Wings won, which I thought was amazing.
And then a shutout. But also I will say like, those have been two teams. There have been three teams so far that I think I wrote this down too. Three teams so far that I've been super impressed with and have been really fun to watch so far this season.
Yeah.
Habs, Detroit, and the Kraken. Literally, like, no, hear me out. Like, they aren't winning a lot of games, and that's fine, but like, playing wise and like, players that are fun to watch are on three of those teams, right? Yeah. So you've got Beniers, who I stand by it 100%, I think, is going to win the Calder.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he did.
Then you've got new captain Suzuki fucking crushing it.
Saw the funniest joke about him on Twitter. I'm going to say that after. Because
really say funny. It. Say it now.
Well, it was just like a meme because he said that, or before when it was announced, they said they were going to make him learn French. And so it was a joke about how, like, after the game, asking him in French, like, how are you? Which I don't know how to fucking say in French, but his answer is just, je suis bitchin'. It was like, honestly, he would.
Oh my God.
I saw that and I think I saved it because I was like, honestly, captain behavior.
Captain behavior. I love it.
That's our non-American president.
Yeah, literally.
Never forget.
Suzuki for president. Oh my gosh. But yeah, I mean, they're not obviously like winning teams, but I feel like Detroit is going to do really well this season. I think we said that in our
predictions. I already said I have them going to playoffs. I really do.
Yeah.
Winning division, at least at the top of the division.
Yeah. So I don't know. But exactly, like just the fact that announcer had his stats so right and then so wrong. I was like, oh my gosh, my guy, like you're on like TV. Yeah. And like people are watching you.
Rough.
Like it's one thing for us to have our stats wrong because
we're us. We're gonna get a lot of shit wrong. You can't stage right half the time.
Yeah. So I don't know. That was a little bit shocking.
Swedish Dilf, let's go.
Yes. So unfortunately, he's going to be out for 12 weeks. 12 more weeks.
I don't give a fuck about his team. That breaks my heart.
I know. But can I say, like, Avalanche is going to feel that loss.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to feel that.
Well, they've already unloaded, like, half their freaking roster during offseason. But this is just, like...
Well, and so there's
really, other like, another...
I forgot that last season... He already had, so this is all because of a knee surgery, right?
Yeah.
He already had knee surgery last season, came back to the playoffs.
You know, if it was his other knee or if it's the same knee.
It sounded, that's a great question. It sounded to me like it was the same knee. It sounded to me like it was the same one. No. I could be wrong, but so he had surgery last season, played the playoffs. And apparently like it's when he was like doing training and coming back on the ice that he was like, it hurts, like, yada, yada, yada. So he does the surgery. He's already missed the first three games. So he's still going to be out for another 12 weeks. Like,
it could be, like,
at least could be worse.
Season.
Yeah, that could be a lot worse, that's for sure.
Robin Leonard just, like, skirting the entire
fucking off, yeah. So.
Yep.
We'll just, leave that. But
can't wait for the Swedish Dilf to be back.
I know. Yeah.
We love his
recovery goes well. Cause
I hate the abs. Sucks. I love Landeskog. I really do.
There's just a lot of weight that needs to be carried by that team. At the moment, Kale McCarr
is going to be hurting from
shouldering all of it. I'm just kidding. Cause wait. I think
who don't know her.
Well, I think McKinnon is McKinnon out too. I thought I heard something that McKinnon was out, but
no idea.
Yeah. Anyways.
I like him the least. Like, I don't know.
Like, I don't know and I don't care.
Like, I don't know her. Kale McCarr, we know her.
We love her.
She is that bitch.
Oh, man. True. He really is.
He really is.
He really is. Whoa. My computer decided to freak out on me. Sorry there. Okay. So, in other news. The NHL, this is like, now we're going into like news because this was...
You want to start it off with something super, super easy?
Oh yeah, I was just going to hit the diversity thing.
I mean, yes, but real quick before that, I thought you'd find this interesting. Sonny Milano signed with the Capitals.
Yeah.
$750K, 1 year.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised that it was only a 1 year deal.
I forgot to bring that up earlier. And then we were talking about the Ducks and I was like, oh yeah, Sonny.
I did too. No, I'm glad that you said that. I
probably planned today out so well.
So well. I was shocked that it was only a 1 year deal.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of sad that it was only a 1 year deal.
It makes me wonder, like, I really want to know how his PTO with the Flames went.
Oh, I thought it was the Flyers. But Flames, that makes sense. It was okay, yeah.
Daryl Sutter? Sutter?
Gotcha. Yep.
Because he wasn't impressed with them. And I'm like, I wonder how it went. Because we know he's an impressive kind of guy. Obviously, he had the goal off of Zegras's over.
Yeah.
Whole big deal. And I want to know how he ended up in the Capitals and why it's only 1 year.
I really
do. 1 year? I feel like that's kind of low for him.
Yeah. Okay, how old is Sonny Milano? Do we know?
Good question. I don't know.
I'm going to look it up because...
He looks really fucking young.
He does look really young.
Like maybe baby face, but he looks really fucking young.
He's 26.
What? He's older than we are?
Yeah.
I did not know that. If I had to guess, like I would not have guessed that.
Oh. Speaking of, okay, so there's this article that was recent.
Yeah.
The headline, Capitals reportedly gave Sonny Milano a $750K one-way contract to scare off teams from claiming him.
I don't like that. Man, fuck the Caps. They're so sketchy. They're so sketchy.
Interesting. That's true. Yeah.
Like if you're going to only sign him for 1 year, but you don't want anyone else to have him. Like, come on, commit or get out. That bugs the shit out of me. I'd be so annoyed if I was him.
Ooh, there's a really long quote. I'm not going to go into it, but anyway, at the top of this article, it says the Capitals hope they can sneak him down to an AHL jersey.
I would not be surprised if that happened. Aww. Oh no, I wouldn't get to see him then.
I will say
I wouldn't. He wouldn't
for the Capitals.
Anyways, sorry.
This is, after losing two young players to waivers, the Capitals made their first move to try and get back some of their some of the depth back by signing Sonny. So I mean,
but if they're gonna move him to the AHL, that pisses.
Yeah, me. That's annoying.
He does not deserve that.
Yeah,
that's fucking upsetting.
That's sad. I
wouldn't even get to see him play. Apparently, AHL is only doing divisions. Like, you're only playing in your division this year. And I'm like, well, that's no fun for me either.
That's just no fun in general. I kind of hate that they're doing that.
You know, I'm
not
like,
gonna lie.
Like, do you know how much shit I could watch firsthand?
I just want to see. I want to see Silver Knights play more than just within our division.
Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong. It's going to be really fun. Apparently there's some big ass rivalries.
I
actually didn't know about. Now I'm like, oh wait, this is cool. Ooh, fun stuff. Yeah. So I think it's going to be sick. Like Silver Knights are still going to have a sick season, but don't send Sonny.
Yeah.
KHL. Don't do
That's
it.
Stupid.
Dude, the cat is stupid. Of course they would.
I fully hate that decision. I fully hate all of that.
So dumb. It is so dumb.
Not a fan.
And if they really need that kind of depth, are you fucking idiots?
Make better moves than that.
Make better moves. Keep him up.
Yeah. I don't know. It just so...
Damn.
It just seems so contradictory. You're going to sign him to make more depth and then hope to get him in an AHL jersey.
No one else gets him.
Yeah. Like, screw you. Yeah.
To be petty, send him back down and only a 1-year contract. Like, what are you thinking?
That's a very Washington Capitals move of you.
Who was in charge?
Yeah, I don't like that.
No, I don't either.
Not a fan.
Anyways, you were saying?
I was, yes. Okay, so the NHL did their first diversity and inclusion report. This brought about quite the discussion, and I'm sure people that are more into politics are on one, right? The article clickbait was ridiculous. Literally, so the article comes out, right? I get this notification, and I'm like, what the heck is this? Let me see if I can find it. It literally was... The main thing.
Can you tell I didn't read it? Yeah.
The main thing was that here it is. NHL diversity report finds workforce 84% white. Like,
that's the clickbait.
Think about it from a political standpoint.
Yeah.
That is so clickbaity of them. It's because
like political clickbait. It's like, what are you at? What are you on?
Here's the thing, and the reason why I'm bringing this up is because the article, I had this article sent to me and people were like, oh my gosh, like, can you believe that this is what they're saying? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, but did you read the article? And they're like, no. And I'm like, okay, let's talk about the actual article, because that is talking about how the NHL wants to widen and cast a wider net to include more people overall in their hiring, in their teams, in their fans. They want this like wider range of everything where everyone feels included. And they're just trying to figure out how to go about that.
Yeah.
That's what this whole thing was about. So Bettman, he had a really good quote in there. He said, each day we are committed to ensuring inclusion becomes more of who we are than what we do. And we're trying to be transparent and be held accountable. There's work to be done to make it more appealing to underrepresented groups. And I'm like, that's great. That is great. Golf clap for Bettman, because
finally not
yes,
a clap.
There were so many, I won't go into all of the statistics, but there were so many statistics listed in this article that was about like, oh, like we have this many XYZ. They went down the whole list.
The one that I want you to bring up. What's the female fan ratio that you mentioned?
This is why I'm bringing this up.
There we go. Because you brought something up and I was like, ooh, we're relevant.
So this was cool. And this is literally why I wanted to bring this up, because we're a female hockey podcast, right? Like, that's not common. We're trying to help the NHL cast a wider net. So like, uh-huh. Hire us, NHL. here's the fact. 4 in 10 NHL fans in the US are female. Mic drop on that.
We're half of that.
I love that. We are literally
40%. We're half of that.
Yeah. Like, that's sick. I kind of love that. And if more women can be included, like, that's awesome. I personally have been loving the fact that more teams have been hiring more females for, like, yeah. head positions, lead positions. I'm like, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. So love I think it. Just that the more that teams, like, put these people in place that, like, to cover all of these, whatever it is, race, nationality, gender, religion, et cetera, it goes down the line. Mm-hmm. The more that they hire people in higher up positions that fit those bills, the wider your net is going to be cast. And they're just trying to learn how to like do that and be transparent about it. I'm like, sick. Yeah. Do that, NHL. Go you.
Steps in the right direction.
Yeah. I think it's, there's I nothing.
We're getting there. We're getting there. We yeah. got to face a lot of shit anyways.
Yeah. There's
still a certain puck bunny term, but
yeah, it's just like, there's a long way to go. And they acknowledge that in the article. They're like, there's a long way to go. No one's doing victory laps yet. That's literally a quote. They were like, no one's doing victory laps.
Far from
it. But at least there's like steps being taken. And I like the transparency. I wish that they would be more transparent in other things, such as Ian Cole. So Ian Cole. Specifically the NHL's statement, the NHL PR statement regarding that situation.
This one, we have some thoughts. It's very interesting.
We have a lot of thoughts on this, which rightfully so.
Yeah.
Like we mentioned last week a
what
lot.
Was going on.
Yeah. What was going on? We're, you know, happy that accountability is being taken, et cetera, an investigation was opening and now the investigation's already closed. Like 3 days later, like
literally. Yeah.
I mean that happened on Monday. They put out that statement.
That's what I thought. I was like, that happened really fucking fast.
And we recorded that Wednesday.
Yeah.
When they said, or no. Tuesday.
No, we recorded Wednesday.
We recorded Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
We recorded, yes, Wednesday. And then I believe we saw the stuff come out on Tuesday, or the fact that they said there was going to be an investigation Tuesday. I can't remember the date that it was originally posted.
Yeah.
That he
but
was
the statement. Attending.
But yeah. Yeah.
Their new statement is that basically no evidence was discovered in the 3 days that they took, the hardly even a week that they took investigating the situation. And by that, I mean, like, all the teammates were talked to that needed to be talked to. He, you know, Ian Cole was talked to, I'm assuming.
Yeah, he said he was going to cooperate. That means they go to him.
But they tried to find the person that posted the anonymous tweets and nothing. No response back from that. So they said, okay, closed.
Yeah. And this is one of those cases where we truly don't know what happened. Like obviously 90% of the time you don't know what happened because you weren't there.
Right.
Between these people. But this is truly one where we don't even know who this person is. Or, and like we said last time, we're like, we don't even know if this is her real name. We don't know if this is real, but if it is, take it seriously.
We don't even know if it's a girl. We don't even know if it's a girl or some guy out there that posted it. Someone, you know.
We don't know if it's real. And I hate saying that because obviously like, we all have our own issues with this stuff.
Yeah.
But it's very interesting because this is one of those cases where sadly, at least it seems, I don't know, obviously I don't know these people. It seems as if it's one of those cases where someone will make very obnoxious loudmouth claims to try to take someone down or to try to gain notoriety or fame. I have no idea. I have no idea, but that's sadly what it seems like. And that makes it so much harder when stuff like this really does happen.
Yeah.
Like when I saw that this was like, when there was no response and that she made this huge deal out of it, or whoever it was made a huge deal out of it.
Yeah.
Only to then not cooperate themselves.
Yeah.
I was a little bit offended on behalf of like someone who's gone through an experience like this. I was like, it's girl, what?
Yeah.
Like it's kind of disappointing and it kind of sets us back in a weird way.
It does. You know? And also at like the same time, like it's so hard because it's like, how do you, it was such a short period of time that between the NHL saying like, oh, he's cooperating, blah, 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 blah. And then suddenly it's like, okay, case closed. It's like, did you do your due diligence? Like how hard did you really try to find this person? And granted, yeah, it was made anonymously through Twitter, which sucks.
Well, it wasn't like, technically anonymous. It was like under a pseudonym. I'm assuming is a pseudonym.
Yeah. Who knows? Like I will say under the comments on the post, from NHLPR, there were a lot of people supporting Ian Cole and saying like, well, I bet you guys feel stupid now. Like, where are all the girls that wanted Ian Cole's head on a spike? Like, blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay, listen, like, no evidence was found to substantiate the allegations, but that doesn't mean that nothing happened.
Yeah.
You know, it also
cases where we really don't know. We were not part of it.
It also doesn't mean that something did happen. You know, like it's just so hard that like I just feel like they didn't spend enough actual time trying to do this. But at
the same time, you'd think with making the claims the way that this person went about, you'd think that they'd be more than willing to jump on this investigation.
Yeah.
And say that, I think I'll have to go back and look, but I believe she said like, hope he's held accountable, all this other stuff, you know, and gave explicit details involving another teammate coming to her. And it's from the sounds of it, that teammate was also involved in the investigation, cooperated as needed. But now it's like, if you're going to, it confuses me. It really does. Because if you're going to go about it such a loud way, make a lot of noise with it, real name or not, if it did happen or not, how would you not be willing to?
You say you want justice and then you don't take part in getting that justice.
Yeah, I understand. It can be scary as fuck.
But how do you expect, like, why come forward?
Why do that and then... Yeah.
And like, then not do anything about it.
Get very, very scared and backtrack and scared of like, maybe your identity comes out or something like that happens. And I get it, but to just not say anything at all.
I know. I do feel bad. Like
not even respond to the NHL investigation, like request or whatever it was.
Yeah.
That's where I was like, that's a little, not sus, but it's a little bit interesting.
And I don't want to make it sound, I know both of us don't want to make it sound like we're backtracking, but like.
Do you hear that?
No.
God, these people are moving furniture next door right now.
Oh.
Fuck. Sorry.
I don't want to make it sound like either of us are backtracking on like our support of anything like this, but. It
needs to be taken seriously.
It needs to be taken seriously. But there was a comment amidst the support for Ian Cole, which I understand people being upset about this because he was suspended. They have a point. I mean, we've kind of switched from as a society from, you know, the whole saying is innocent until proven guilty because of social media and because of cancel culture and all that stuff. We have kind of become a society of guilty until proven innocent, which sucks. But there was this comment that was like, hey, like, that's great that you guys did an investigation and there's no evidence to support these allegations, but like you only spent a couple days on this. Like how much, like what did you actually do? I really wish like their inclusivity and diversity report that there was just more transparency about this. Like what did they actually do? And I know that they kind of can't because it's an investigation.
Yeah.
But
also it's like, I wonder how much they're able to do without the other party cooperating as well. Like there's only so much they can do without both sides.
And it does make me curious as well, because I know that, like, on the internet, it's joked about a lot on especially TikTok and Twitter, people being like, oh my gosh, like, TikTok, help me find this person. Like, Twitter, help me find this person. I can't imagine that there's not someone out there who knows who this person is that made these claims.
Yeah. Cause even in the statement that this person released originally, like, these claims, I believe her name was Emily.
Emily Smith.
Emily. It's funny because we know an Emily Smith.
But also it's like, it's such like, she might as well.
It is a very generic, and that's why I feel like it's probably a pseudonym.
I know. It's like, she might as well have made the account named Jane Doe. Like,
yeah, like, it happens. But in the statement made by her, she said that she found out it happened to other girls at her school.
After, so you're telling me there's not one girl.
Well, and once again, this could be another case of, like, it's very, very hard to come out against someone in a position of power, you know?
Which definitely.
It happens.
Yeah.
And it's very scary. It's scary as fuck to, like, come after a normal ass person.
Yeah.
I couldn't even do that. And it was a normal fucking person. Like, this would scare the shit out of me. It really would.
Yeah. It's just, and I get there.
They're hard thing to talk about.
Yeah.
I really don't know.
Because I don't want to, like, be that person, because I know people like this. I don't want to be that person that's like, this is it, like, that's all it is. Anytime this happens, they're all just lying. They're just trying to get money, and they're just trying to take down someone's career. It's not even true. It's like, they don't even hear the victim. Like, it's not even, and I don't want to make it sound like that's what we're doing, but it is just hard to be supportive when there's no transparency. That's just all I'm really getting at, is that, like, I wish there was more, like,
sadly live in a world where this does happen. I think we're not, like, gonna ignore that. It does happen. We're grown-ups, you know, talk about it.
Well, here's the other thing that was wild to me. It wasn't even the NHL that posted the statement. It was NHL PR. I didn't even know that page existed. I was like,
they're the ones who make all the big ass statements.
But I feel like
I follow them in case I miss something big, it's going to be there.
Yeah. I don't know. That kind of rubbed me the wrong way. I was like, not even the NHL account is going to talk about this. Like, I don't know.
They don't normally post their own statements unless it's something really, 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 really major.
Is this not really major?
Well, major as in, like, hey, we're canceling the rest of the season because of COVID, major, like that stuff. But even then, PR posted that first. Like, this is just how they handle it. But no, we live in the world where this does happen, and we're not stupid. Like, it's a sad reality, but it's a lot harder to deal with and to confront on our side of things when people do exist to make, like, obnoxious claims for no reason, or just to hurt someone. Like, that does happen as well. And it makes things a lot more difficult. Yeah. That's what I was trying to say. It was just, you know, it's a hard balance of things, and that makes it even harder for people who have had experiences like this.
Yeah.
You know,
it sucks.
Scary shit.
It really sucks. It's hard to, like, have an informed opinion when you're not given all the information.
Yeah. So, and at, like, the same time, it's like the Hockey Canada claims, like, you see how far that is going, and how she was like, fuck this. I can't just, like, sit down and take it, which,
yeah.
Good for her. I don't know her, but, like, proud of that. That's fucking awesome. Good for you.
Yeah.
But then you see something like this, and, like, both reactions to it, the different situations, granted, but.
And they make sense. Both reactions make sense, where it's like, oh, I'm making these claims. And then it's like, oh shit, I made these claims. I kind of need to.
Yeah.
I'm still scared of this.
It's that.
Maybe that's what happened.
It could have been said that, like, this Emily Smith person denied the request for investigation. Denied being involved, or, like, her part of this.
I didn't,
that they could not get her, like, they couldn't reach her, and that
couldn't make.
That's what I found was super interesting, slash maybe a little bit sketch.
Especially given the time frame.
Yeah, even if you don't, if you decide that you don't want to participate in this anymore, and you just want to, like, let it go, it's fine. Even after you made these claims, you can still respond.
Yeah,
be like, yo, I'm too scared to do this. I don't want to do this. I understand you guys took action, all this other stuff. Let's get this figured out privately. you can still respond and say, no, thanks. Like, I know that's like a shitty way to put it. There's a lot more that goes into that, but bottom line, you can deny the request. There was no contact made. Like they could not reach her. They could not get an answer, nothing. And so that's what I thought was really, really, that was the question mark in it.
That's the big question mark is like, who is she? Where is she? Was she even?
Did it actually happen? But you do have to think about like you do got a question. Like, is this real? Cause sometimes there are a lot of fake claims just for the hell of it.
And it makes life so much harder.
Oh yeah.
Let's get away from the heavy.
I know. Let's go back to something fun.
And move on to something fun. Okay. We talked about torts a little bit last week.
I love torts.
And
nightmare. I love him.
Yes. You've brought up a couple times now that you're like, oh my God,
they're obsessed.
Flyers, you know, these players, like they're in hell. They like are suffering.
I literally tweeted that last week. I was like, bitch, they are dead.
So what there's was
no way they're alive.
What was interesting is just a couple of days ago, I saw this article. I love, can I just say shout out to Emily Kaplan for ESPN. I love her articles. Every time that she puts out an article, I'm like, this bitch is slaying it. She's killing it. Oh yeah.
I'll be honest. I barely read ESPN articles. I'm not going to lie. I stick with like The Athletic. I don't know why. I just,
honestly, hers are like the only ones that I really read. And anytime, and I'm not just saying that, like,
don't get me wrong. She's awesome.
Yes. I love them. So she did this, she did a piece on torts and it was so,
I fucking love torts.
It was so
like,
great.
It is so chaotic. How can you not love them? Like it's a love hate.
I click on the article. I'm like, oh great. This is going to be, cause the headline is, he's at the helm of a hard reset for the Philadelphia Flyers. And I'm like, honestly, yeah,
you need it.
I mean, that's why they hired him. So I'm going into this article and I'm like, oh boy, like he's just going to be ripping the team apart in this. Like it's quote after quote of just like, no, they suck, blah, blah, blah. Right. Cause that's what I've heard.
That's what happened. Torts was asked, like, I think it was right after we dropped this last episode. Torts was asked in an interview, like, do you see any kind of redeeming qualities for the Flyers? And he goes, no. And I was like,
that's in the article.
Bitch is ruthless.
So I go into this kind of reading that, right? And that's kind of how this article starts. And then I get a little bit further down and I was like, oh, wait a minute. Because, okay, so I didn't know this. And I'll say this as well, but on their opening night, I think it was their opening night, during the pregame introduction, injured defenseman Ryan Ellis's name was announced and the crowd booed. The crowd literally booed. He's injured and they booed him. And so this is so sad.
Philly is so fucked up.
The forward, Joel Farabee.
Yeah.
He literally, there's a quote from him. He said, everyone is already saying our season is done. No one believes in us but ourselves. It's so sad. And apparently sad.
Not even torts.
No. Okay. So here's the crazy thing about that this article though. So I see all of that and I'm like, oh, torts is ripping these guys to shreds. I just absolutely know it. I get further down and I was thinking too, cause I know you mentioned that, Atkinson played for him like previously.
Yeah.
I was thinking Atkinson just based on of what you said.
If I remember correctly, it was him. I didn't double
that, but no. And that's mentioned here as well that they played together before. Based on what you said, I was like, oh, like they hate each other, right? Those two hate each other. Come to find out Atkinson, like, where is it? He like, advocated for torts being hired with the Flyers.
I was shocked by that.
Shocked me. I was like, really?
You're talking about the coach who started a fight in another team's tunnel. Like, think about this.
I know. So I get like further down and he's like,
video ever, by the way, you need to watch it.
Well, oh, okay. Here it is. He was like, all people are seeing are the YouTube clips that were from, you know, 10 plus years ago. And don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. He's had his moments. He's a fiery guy and wants to win just as bad as you do. But here's where this article took a whole turn for me. He's also one of the best guys I've ever known. A great communicator, checks in on you from time to time, asks how your family's doing, your kids, how your mom and dad are, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. Basically, and this is literally a line, sort of, I paraphrased, that he's basically just a hard ass. Like, obviously, like on TV, we know, like he flat out said.
Plays a fucking hard ass, yes.
But with a huge heart. And that's a direct quote. They were like, he's got a big heart. I was like, aw, so he's just a teddy bear. Like,
no, like, no, the fuck he's
also a mama bear. I don't know. I mean, like, so the one thing that I really wanted to touch on with this is they mentioned how he's focusing a lot on like the younger players because developing and whatnot. So the one thing he said, I guess he keeps telling people that like, Fletcher, someone that they quoted, they were like, Fletcher revealed something else about Torts. He keeps saying, I've changed. And I'm like, okay, what does that mean? Oh, so, I was scared.
That I know and love not here anymore.
I was scared of that. I was like, oh no, what happened? But basically what what was being talked about is the fact that he wasn't doing like hard runs anymore. He was just doing hard skates, which like cool, makes sense. Players went into training with 11% body fat and like all of them like shut it. He said, if you come, you better only have 11% body fat, right? All of them showed up because he wanted to like find out. Quoted earlier. He's like, I want to find out who's actually here to play, right? He's like, I'm weeding y'all out. Anyways, if you're not going to do it, get out. Awesome. So they all showed up within his parameters work. So then on the flip side of that, everyone was like, but he was like looking into hella like athletic sciences and all that's a training, blah, 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 but like the science behind it all.
Yeah.
And then the other cool thing, he was like, specifically to the younger players, he is quoted in this saying, I listen more. I think you have to with the athlete in today's world. I think it's the right way to coach, to empower them. I want them to be part of the equation with me. I was like,
everyone except Trevor Zegras.
Wait, I didn't hear that. What?
That everyone except Trevor Zegras.
Your mic kind of cut out. Say it one more time.
The joke's gone.
I literally didn't hear it.
No, I'm making fun. I said everyone except Trevor Zegras because he can't fucking stand him.
Oh, okay. I literally was, you said it twice and both times your mic cut out. I don't even know if that.
The joke's not funny anymore.
Sorry.
Fuck.
Oh man.
The one thing I try to do right.
I swear to God, I heard nothing.
The one thing I can do, joke about Trevor Zegras, and it doesn't fucking click. It
doesn't land.
God.
Oh, man. But yeah, it was a really good article. And just going into like next point, he's kind of already been doing really well. Like Flyers have been doing really well.
Yeah, Flyers are 3-1-0 so far.
Yeah.
They play again tomorrow?
I think either tomorrow or Saturday.
One of these days. We're recording on a Thursday. Shocker.
They've only just lost their first game last night.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they play Saturday.
It's going to be interesting for sure.
Oh, wait. No, they don't. Yes, they do. They play Saturday against the Predators.
I don't know.
I know. I was like, wait a minute.
Did you just say Crackers?
No, Predators.
I heard Kraken.
Whoa.
What the fuck?
What the hell?
Are we calling Kraken that now?
God, like, geez. No. No, but so they were one of the last five teams still to be undefeated so far. So they're not anymore, but there's still four teams that are undefeated. But let's just talk about that. Like Flyers kind of were struggling. Like
they have been. Like they've
been struggling.
Did need a coaching change, you know.
They really needed.
I did not expect Torts, but here we are.
I don't think anyone expected Torts.
Here's the thing. Like I said, he fits the Philly vibe so well.
Mm-hmm.
it's just like team wise. I was like, oh fuck, he's going to kill Travis Konecny, isn't he?
Well, and you know, what's funny.
The article mentioned this. I was like, Travis is dead. That's it.
Yeah. The article mentioned this as well. Philly fans were expecting, obviously, Gaudreau to be signed on. That was
everybody was expecting Gaudreau to be signed on.
Right. That was kind of the change that I think Philly was hoping for. And then they got Torts. Which I'm like, all right.
Dude, Gaudreau fucked everyone up with that.
Yeah, no kidding.
I know, I love it.
But does it, so I feel like with that article, like my opinion on Torts has kind of changed. Like I really thought that, no.
Like no. I'm glad you're trying to develop players better because that's very important. And if you don't know how to develop a team, your team.
Yeah.
Like if you can't develop your players, excuse me, I said that wrong. If you can't develop your players well, your team will not grow well either.
Agreed.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, that's what we've seen with the Sharks. Let's do for exhibit A. Like,
yeah,
they can't develop a team. They're still a shit team. Always have been. Probably always will be. Like they can't do, there's a lot of things wrong.
Yeah.
On all levels for them.
I agree. So
it's like, it really does like start with development because
it does. You
get so many young guys, then they get up into the fucking NHL roster and they get their spot and they don't know how to gel with each other. They don't know how to high stress situations, all this other stuff. So it's a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm glad he's doing that. But also I'm like, oh God, he's going to put the fear of God into these boys.
But I mean,
believe it. I believe it.
They kind of needed it.
I'm not saying they didn't, but yeah, he'll do it.
They kind of needed it. I'm glad to see that. There were some other players. I don't remember who. There were some other players that were quoted. And if I remember right, hold on. That was just they were like, yeah, like he's a hard ass, but at least he's like pushing us and like developing us. Like we're winning. we've won games now. And I'm like, yeah, okay, yeah, true.
That's funny.
I wish I could remember who it was that was quoted. And that was the GM Fletcher, Chuck Fletcher, that I quoted earlier. Okay. I couldn't remember his position. I'm not gonna lie. So I think I was like, oh, someone named Fletcher was quoted. I'm like, oh wait, that was the manager. That was the GM.
It's early.
So
it's fine.
Had to go back and fix that for myself. But yeah, that was interesting. So like I said, they are no longer undefeated, but there's still a couple teams that are. I think we have some predictions to make. Let's see if you're.
Let's keep going.
I think you can redeem your prediction streak.
I hope so.
I think you can get it back.
Again, I like being right.
I think you can get it back. There's still four teams that are currently undefeated. Let me hit you with them. The Blues, which they played last night and they won, so they're still undefeated. They don't play again until Saturday. Okay. Teams that are playing tonight, and tonight being it's Thursday, October 20th.
Yeah.
This could change by the time that we drop
it. No, I'm like, wait, what's going on? Okay.
So think about this.
Yeah.
So the teams that play tonight, we've got that are still undefeated, the Flames, the Canes, and the Stars.
Okay.
I don't remember who each one of them are playing. None of them are playing each other.
That's why I'm like, this is important.
It's so important. I personally am going to I'm going to throw my prediction out there. I think that the Flames are, so the question is who's going to stay undefeated the longest? NHL themselves posted a graphic that said this last night. And so that's why I'm bringing this up. I think the Flames are going to keep undefeated status the longest.
I think you're wrong.
Oh, okay. They're playing
the Sabres tonight.
Okay.
Sabres. I know Flames are undefeated, but Sabres are 2-1-0, but Sabres are loaded as fuck.
They are.
So I personally have Flames taking it tonight, or have Sabres taking it tonight. Excuse me.
Okay.
Tonight also, this one, I think the Canes are going to keep going. I'm not going to lie. Canes are playing the Oilers tonight.
Well, I think tonight Canes are definitely safe.
Yeah.
I still think Flames are going to take it tonight, but do you think Canes will stay undefeated the longest?
Yes, because I think Flames are going to lose. And I said Canes before we were recording. I did say.
You did.
Stars are playing Maple Leafs.
Stars are fine for now.
I know. I'm like, I'm not worried about that. But after that, when are the Blues playing? You said
Saturday.
They are playing the Oilers. I think Blues are fine. Also Saturday. I'm trying to look. Canes and Flames play each other on Saturday.
So that'll
really fuck someone up.
Yeah, I was like, if they're both still undefeated by Saturday,
yeah,
then it really is.
The Stars are playing the Habs, so I don't know about them.
Honestly, okay, now that we're looking ahead, like Stars might be okay too, the longest, but it's Canes and Flames that I'm like.
I say Canes. I really do.
All right, and I'm going Flames, so I guess. Best moment. Yeah,
it's on. Woo.
It is on, like Chell 23. It's here. She has it.
I'm so excited. Look how cute it is.
Chell.
I didn't get the fun cover, sadly. You know, the 5-inch Lulu inseam shorts, Trevor Zegers.
Why did you get that one?
Because it was for the PS5 and I that was too expensive. So homegirl got a used PS4.
Love it.
Yep. And I fucking love it. I also bought Toy Story game. Like, I'm having a great time.
Aw, that's so cute.
I finally got to play NHL 23. Here's the thing. I didn't even bother trying to figure out how.
Okay. You were just like, that's
so
just
I'm like, naturally I suck at it. Cause I didn't bother to see like what does what.
Yeah.
I just kind of fucked around and tried to figure it out, but I scored 2 goals.
Hey,
you know what? I'll take it as a win. And one of them,
one was
as Jack Eichel. Also Nolan Patrick, by the way, fun fact, cause he's out this season. Nolan Patrick is still in the Vegas lineup
for
NHL 23. And I'm like, oh, thank God. It made me so excited.
I miss him. That kind of makes me sad.
It makes me so fucking happy. I'm like, oh my God, great.
I miss him. But also, I know. I wish he was like actually playing.
Oh God, me too. I hope he's okay.
I
want a sign of life. Somebody give me a sign of life of Nolan Patrick.
Literally. But that's fun. Okay. Did you only play one game? Like one full game?
I played one last game. Nice. I did not figure out. And here's the thing.
You scored 2 goals in one game?
I know.
2 free tacos.
Don't get me wrong. I love. Oh. But
was it in the same period?
No.
Oh damn. I was gonna say 2 free tacos.
The second and the third, but I was also like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. It was also like 1 a.m. and I was just like,
fair enough.
Play.
Fair enough.
I think I was actually playing against like Tampa, which was really annoying.
Oh.
I know. I didn't like that. But
yeah. Because you don't get to choose who you play against, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, so you chose to play against Tampa?
Well, I was just dicking around trying to get Vegas. And it was already there. And I was like, ah, fuck it. Who cares?
I was like, so you chose this?
Not really, but yeah.
You did? Okay. Did you choose it or not?
No, it was already there. And I was too focused on choosing Vegas on my side.
Gotcha.
But I just kind of left it here. And then it was like, that's that.
Fair enough.
I need a pair. Oh, by the way, it only came with 1 controller. So we need to get you one for when you come over.
I know. We need to have a drunk gaming night. Or I guess maybe not drunk. It doesn't have to be drunk, but
think with me and chill.
Yeah.
But no, game's super fun. I still have a lot of exploring to do on here because I still don't know fucking anything.
I got to
shootout mode just for funsies, and then I lost.
Ooh.
And then I did find the little like, it's like skate school or whatever. I think that's what they call it. I don't remember, but it's where it's like, okay, to toe drag, do this button. And then
you tutorials. Yeah.
I did find that, but I was like, I got to go to bed.
Fair enough.
So, but I finally figured out how to shoot.
Yeah. I mean, you scored twice.
I know. It was a miracle. And I didn't even realize I did it too. I was like,
wait. So you scored as Jack Eichel. Who was the other one? Who else scored?
Fucking remember.
Aw, lame.
I know. But it's cute. It's fun.
That's fun. You need to play as Zegras next.
I know.
Plays the Ducks.
I played 2 games and one was against the Ducks. And I remember because Zegras, like, I think I punched him.
By accident.
what John Tortorella couldn't do.
And that's how we end the podcast. Thank you, everyone. Nice. Good night. No, I'm just
kidding. Have a good week.
Roll credits. Close curtain. That's it.
No, I remember because at one point he just went down bad. And I was like, I don't know what the fuck I just did. And I saw number 11 and I was like, oh, that's you.
Oh, shit.
So sorry.
Oh, wow.
Wait, so he's apparently a player of ours, mine. And another player actually did get in like a fight and it was like, all right, this button, punch. And I was like, yeah, let's go. Okay. One. So I was like, honestly, sick.
Wait, so I thought his jersey only just changed to 11. Is he not 46 in?
I want to say he's 11.
Oh.
Honestly, it was fucking 2 a.m. It could have been 46.
Who knows?
We'll be like, oh yeah, that's Trevor. Like,
yeah. Either way, you punched Zegras.
Both of them. Either way, boy went down hard.
I can't believe you did
by
that.
Accident.
I kind of love it.
I didn't even know how. I'm literally. I wish you could see me frantically doing it because I didn't know what I was doing. Literally, it was just a bunch of random buttons. And then every now and then, attempt to shoot, and then it would fail. Like
when we finally
pass to another one of my people. Like I don't know how to do shit.
When we finally play, by the way, we're doing like a game tutorial first and then we're playing because I can't do it.
Throw you in and see how it goes. It's really funny.
Oh, fuck no.
When my brothers and I played NHL 19 during lockdown, it was on my brother's Xbox and my younger brother was playing against me and neither of us knew how to do anything. So we said, fuck it, full match and just went three periods.
Just went for it.
And by like the grace of God, I won. I don't know how. So obviously I was like, oh yeah, I'll figure it out. Fuck it. And just
fuck it.
No.
Iconic.
No, I lost. Won a fight and I scored, but I lost.
No, it's still the fact that you punched Zegras. I can't.
Because I didn't realize until I got up and I was like, oh shit.
Oops.
Like, boy got bodied.
I punched the guy that's on the cover.
I was like, shit. Boy got bodied. Are you kidding?
How fun. I kind of love
honestly,
love it.
It's so cute. And like the little like loading screen is the picture with the shorts. And I was like,
aww.
Who dressed him?
Yeah.
Who let him just dress himself?
I don't know.
We're really going with the short inseam, but.
Probably the same person that let him go, chill.
That's always going to be funny. I think that's what we're going to say most whenever you do come over to play it.
Bodied that.
It came from down here.
Came from his soul.
So funny. God
bless. Awesome. Well, lots of games coming up, lots more news coming up. So
yes.
we'll hear about
Rangers next week.
Yeah.
Garden on Sunday.
Yes. Who are they playing?
Blue Jackets.
Ooh.
Johnny Hockey in a new
jersey. That'll be a fun one.
I'm excited. Nervous, but excited.
Do you think? All right, what's your prediction?
Oh, Rangers all the way. But
you think?
I do.
Okay.
I really do. It's amazing.
Who do you think will score first?
Mika. It's like Trevor's yelling Chell. Mika.
Yeah, Mika. For
coming
sure.
From down here. Mika.
I, for your sake, hope that he gets a hat trick that night.
God, me the fuck too.
I think he's going to very soon.
I have no
doubt. On par for a hat trick. I can feel it.
He really is, but it's going to be fun. I'm going to try and hit up Zaretsky. See if we can.
Yeah.
I don't know where his seats are. So I'll have to look for him, but
yeah, that'll be fun. Shout out to him.
Thank you, bud.
All right. Anyways, follow us on social media. We are.
You want me to say it?
Yes, please. You always say it very well.
At the _ hockey girls, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram. This podcast is now available on Amazon Music and Audible,
Spotify and Apple Music per usual. And Apple Podcasts, not Apple Music.
As a constant reminder, this podcast is not associated with any AHL or NHL organization.
None of them. Not one.
Nope, nothing.
Oh man. All right. Well,
Dead.
On that note, like, rate, subscribe, hit Please. The button, comment. I don't know. Do it all. What if there's anything you want us to talk about on the pod, send us a message. We might read it. We will. Yeah, we'll read it.
Carson will.
I will. All right. On that note, have a great week and we'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.